Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If you're like us, you're in the Midwest, you're freezing your nards off. Steve Wiltfong just hopped into a new rental car. We had to wait to get the heat going to even do this interview. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Doing well. The sun, I think, is going to shine in Indianapolis today, which means it should do the same in Dayton, down I-70 to Columbus.
The sun may shine, but it brings no warmth. What brings warmth? New names for us to focus on, the new recruiting cycle's getting going, and Steve Wiltfong, who does not like to get super far ahead on kids, had a story yesterday about a kid in the class of 2022, not just 2021. He must be good. His name is Nicholas Singleton. He's from Pennsylvania. Please tell us about him and why you wrote about him so early in the process.
Well, Nicholas Singleton's a guy that popped on my radar, invited to the opening finals as a sophomore because he put up huge testing numbers on their combine circuit. Has a really good-looking offer list for being just a sophomore. But he messaged me yesterday, pumped up that Ryan Day was at his school and left behind an offer. So Ryan Day's out making the rounds, shaking hands, shaking trees, kissing babies, visiting schools, seeing 2022 prospects, coaches. And obviously when coaches are on the road, they're not allowed to really talk to these kids other than the bump. A bump is basically a rule in place from my vantage point to make sure that you are not being rude to a kid. If a kid says hello or whatever, you're allowed to say hello back, but you're not allowed to go into great depth and say things like J.K. Dobbins may be the first running back off the board. You have an offer now and you should think about Ohio State because of that. You can't get that deep into it, but Ryan Day at the school and impressing this 2022 prospect.
And I would not sleep on his age. If they are offering a running back in 2022, they want him in the fold. They are not wasting their time. Ryan Day is very economical in his travel plan, so know that. Another guy that people are talking about, I read a thread on the Front Row called Wiltfong on Damon Payne. This is a defensive tackle in the class of 2021 that Ohio State is very interested in. He has offers from many, many biggies. And you think they could be battling the Fighting Nick Sabans for a commitment?
Yeah, that's the buzz I'm getting talking to people up at the high school at Belleville. I'm certainly not saying Ohio State was out of it by any stretch, but I think Alabama was kind of the one in the lead talking to people. How the conversation came up, I talked to a coach over there, and I said, Alabama still lead for Damon Payne, and the source said, yeah, but Kerry Combs is coming in here this week, and I think that high school coaches up there in Michigan are real excited about Coach Combs being back with Ohio State. He was a memorable guy for them on the trail because, first and foremost, the energy, but second, Coach Combs did such a great job fostering those relationships with the high school coaches in Michigan. It was very important for him to recruit that state to get up there. And he really enjoyed getting to know those high school coaches, and they enjoyed getting to know him. And it's going to be one of those deals where you just pick up where you left off, right? And we all have friends like that or people in our lives where maybe you don't see them for a couple years, but then you see them again and it's like nothing. You just pick up where you left off, and I expect that to be the case for Coach Combs.
I had that conversation with the parent of a highly recruited Division I football player recently, and he said that he thought Kerry Combs going to the NFL and adding that to his recruiting pitch would make him even more effective. How do you feel about that?
Well, certainly. When he first got to Ohio State, he was a terrific high school coach, right, without much college experience or any college experience, right? He was at Cincinnati before that. I take that back. But now he's coached at all three levels and done it well and been on some championship caliber teams in high school, college, and the professional level. And so he brings a unique outlook in that sense, you know, to add the NFL to his college and high school experience, I think makes him a triple threat when he's going in the living rooms. The perspective he has to be able to talk to young men and their parents about the present, the future, and then hopefully beyond. He's been on all three levels. He's been a teacher, I believe, and obviously was a great high school coach. And so I think he brings a unique viewpoint to living rooms with the experience he's had in his career that other coaches don't have.
I'm going to make a hyperbolic statement here. I think Ohio State is in as good a shape as they've ever been recruiting-wise for this reason. I could make an argument right now. They have the number one quarterback developer, the number one defensive line developer, and the number one defensive back developer in college football. We're going to head to commercial break, come back. More Will Fong.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Steve, we are back. I made quite a strong statement there. I said that Larry Johnson, Ryan Day, and Kerry Combs could all be viewed as the best in terms of developing talent in their position. Do you think I'm totally off base?
Well, I think that you can look at some other position rooms in that building and say that there's been some great development as well. I mean, you look at the running back room, and you look at the receiver room, and you look at the NFL, and you see – you could say that the best running back and the best receiver in the NFL are from Ohio State and have a leg to stand on, right? And so, and then you got J.K. coming in here in this next wave. I just think Ohio State, the way that their program is put together, it's built for every room to be developed. And a lot of that starts with Mickey Marotti, Ohio State's strength and conditioning staff, led by Coach Marotti. Does a terrific job getting those athletes in the best possible shape they can be in. And I'm kind of laughing, going to get off track, but going to change gears to my man, DeJuan Jones. I heard a funny story on DeJuan where I think that they were trying to, like, watch his weight, and Coach Marotti has a, you know, he's got a system, for lack of better words, and the way he does things, and the athletes all love it. But I think he had to throw it out the window with DeJuan, because DeJuan's just so damn big and so damn unique. The number on the scale is kind of irrelevant for DeJuan compared to some other guys. But it's such a seamless deal that they have up there at Ohio State, from the strength staff to then the on-field coaches to the head coach. And then from a recruiting standpoint, it all goes back to what Luke Fickell told me. I've been saying this a lot lately, but he says that the head coach needs to be your best recruiter on staff. And he said Jim Tressel was Ohio State's best recruiter, and he said it was Urban Meyer. He tries to model that at Cincinnati. And I think that Ryan Day, in his own way, different than Urban Meyer within his personality, has proven to be Ohio State's best recruiter so far. And you see him going out there and shaking trees on 2022s to bring this show full circle.
I can't think of a better or more positive place to finish up. We appreciate 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting for stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.